Ja, Bezer Hashem starting Pedik Merube Daf Samach Bezer Med Bez Zog the Mishneh Merube Midas Tashlumei Kefel Mi Midas Tashlumei Arbo V'Chamisha. That means there are more Pifanim that one pays by a Gneva Kefel than one pays Arbo V'Chamisha. Tovach u'mocha pays arbo v'chamisha, but there are more instances, more tziyurim, that one pays kefil than one pays arbo v'chamisha. Shemidas tashlumei kefil neheges, bein bedovo sheyesh beiruach haim, bein bedovo sheyin beiruach haim, u'midas, so all articles which are stolen, the din is that he's caught, he has to pay kefil. Umidas tashlumei arbo v'chamisha eina neheges elo b'sheir v'seh b'lbat tafke if he sold a sheir v'seh, if he sold another animal, another chayfetz, there's no chiyav of dalad vei. Shenemar, because by the chiyav of dalad vei it says ki yignav ish sheir oiseh utvochoy oimechoy. Here specifically it states that the chiyav dalad vei is only by sheir oiseh. One aloche, another aloche, ein hagoinev, acher haganev, mishalim tashlumei kefil. That means if Reuven stole something from Shimon, and now Levi steals it from Reuven, so Levi does not have to pay kefil to Shimon. The maisa now Levi has Shimon's chafetzim and his rishus. But since it was stolen from a ganef and not from the base bailem, you don't pay kefil. V'lei ateveyach, v'lei hamoicher acher aganef, mishalem tashlumei arbo v'chamisha. The same thing, if a person stole from a ganef, and then he was teveyach hamoicher, he doesn't pay arbo v'chamisha to the nignaf, to Shimon. Zot Rashi, ein agoinav achaganav dachsiv vegunav mi beis ha'ish v'loi mi beis ha'ganav. V'diyid agneiva mi beis ha'ish v'loi mi beis ha'ganav. So I'd like to mention to Eifanim how to understand Pshat in our Mishnah. The Ktzais in Simen Lamedalad says as follows. This is a Meiridike Rima that brings down the Rivosh. The Rivosh says, it was a Meis as follows, that a Chilek im Aganev, that means, Reuven told Shimon to steal from Levi, gave him all the plans, he told him what to do, and we'll divide up the Gneve. Shimon did the Meis Gneve, but Reuven told him what to do. Shimon stole it, and he gave half to Reuven. So steht in Rivosh, and Rama paskens like the Rivosh, that this Reuven is kosher ladies, even though he instigated the Gneve, he had stolen goods by him, he didn't want to give it back to the Nignav. He's kosher ladies. So the Rivosh says he's kosher ladies, because ain't shlich l'dvar aveira. Right? So for the Maisa Gneve, he's not responsible. It's like the Tumim, good. That's for telling him to do it, so I'm not responsible for his action. But later he had stolen goods in his possession. He's holding them. He doesn't want to give it back. So why isn't he a Ganev? A Kaifa Bepekotin becomes a Gazlan. I have your goods in my possession. I don't want to give it back. I become a Gazlan. So why is he kosher like this? This kasha, the Tumim asks. So the Moiradike Ktois, so the Ktois says as follows, Moiradike Chidushim. It says, the Pasuk says, V'gunav mi beis ha'ish. Now, what does it mean, mi beis ha'ish? V'loi mi beis ha'ganav. We're going to have later, in the Perek, the Gemara says, if someone stole something, Reuven stole something from Shimon, So none of them can be Magdashit. Reuven can't be Magdashit because it's not his. He's a Ganet. Shimon can't be Magdashit. Afa Pishu Shaloi Einai Bershusai. It's not in his Rishus. It's not under his control. It's not under Shlitosai. So that alone is a klishus in the Bailus. That means it's mine, but you have no control over it. You have no possession over it. It's yours. But so Einai Bershusai is a klishus in the Bailus, and he can't be Magdashit. I don't. Einai Bershusai is Maklish, my Bailus. Just like the Zachason of Einai Bershusai Lagabi Hegdish, that he can't be Magdashit. In Chiyuve Gneve, Yev Vigunav, you only Chayiv, if it was Mibesaish, you stole something from his possession. It was under his Shlita, it was Beisaish. But Veloy Vigunav Mibesaganav, but if you're taking already stolen goods, it's by the Ganav, it's not Bershus HaNignav. It's by the Ganav already, so it's Einai Bershusai. There's no Chiyuv Gneve on something that's Einai Bershusai, that's something that's Niklash, the Bailus of the Nignavari, it's Einai Bershusai, it's Bebeis Haganav. There's no, so the Ktzoi says, there's no Issa Gneve, there's no Chiyuv Keren, there's no Chiyuv Kefal, there's no Gneve. Dosh Teton Der Posik. The Gunav, it's only called a Gnev, if it's Mibesa Ish, if it's Mibesa Ganev, so already I'm taking something that already was Einai Bershusai Nignav. There's no Gnev, there's no Issa Gnev, there's no Chiyuv Keren, there's no Chiyuv Keif. That's how the Ktzais learns Pshat in this halacha. The Nesivis says a different Pshat in the Ramon, in the Ribosh. The Siva says, it's speaking about he didn't make a Maisa Gneve. That means it's stolen already. So what did I do it? Before it was in his house, now it's in my house. That's not called, I made a Maisa Gneve. That's why you're potter. And he, but a case where I'll make a Maisa Gneve, he says, I feel it's Einai Bershusai also Chayiv. Let's say Shimon stole something. And now Reuven, We'll take it from Shimon and Reuven will be mishtamish with it. So now Reuven is moisif on the gneva of Shimon. Before it was tamzin Shimon's rishus. Now Reuven is stealing the shimush, he says. Then he's a ganef. He's an isa gneva. He's chayiv kerem. But his exerus a cause of his potter from kefal. Not the way the ktsoi said that, it's no maisa gneva whatsoever. No, if he does a maisa gneva, he's moisif. And the gneva of Shimon before it was in Shimon's house, and now Reuven is using it. So that's how he suffered the gneva. He's zicher aganef, and he's zicher b'chayiv kerem. Sheir Shlomo Das is a gazlan. That what it says in our Mishnah that he's ein agoynev achaganef, mishalim tashlumei kefil. And that is in between you and me, the Chazanish is ma'ira, the Lashna Mishnah is mashma like the Nesivis. He doesn't pay tashlume kefil, according to the tzais. Not he doesn't pay tashlume kefil. He's not a ganef. He doesn't pay keren. I mean, it's the lashon that would seem it's only exeris akosov in tashlume kefil. And that what it says v'leih tavech v'leih meicha achaganef v'sham tashlume abov v'chamisha. The reason for this is as follows: since he doesn't pay kefil, so abov v'chamisha is made up of kefil plus base v'gimel. That's a yerap above a chamisha. So if there's no kefil, so there's no dalad v'hei. So it's gimel v'dalad v'hei dalad v'hei. So that's why, so it's a miut in kefil. It's a miut. Since you don't pay kefil, so you won't pay dalad v'hei because you lost the kefil, so it's only gimel v'dalad. And dalad v'hei amarachmane v'loi gimel v'dalad. Zok the gemara. So the Mishnah was Magdir, in which oifen is Tashlume Kefil more Shchiach than Tashlume Dalet Vehei? In the Dvorim Anignovim, by Dalet Vehei, Tavkeshe Veseh, Kefil, all Dvorim Anignovim, you pay Kefil. Yesh pay Ruachayim, Ein pay Ruachayim. V'ilu midas tashlumei kefil, so the Gemara says, l'chayra, I have another case. Dilo midas tashlumei keifel neheges bein begane, bein betoyen teines ganet. Umidas tashlumei abova chamisha einen neheges ela begane belvad, like Tony. Is misail erabchie barabe, doma rabchie barabe, doma rab yoichenen, atoyen teines ganet bepikodin, mishalom tashlumei keifel, tovachumocha, mishalom tashlumei abova chamisha. Now let us just explain what Rabbi Chiya Barabe said, what the Chiddush of Rabbi Chiya Barabe is. There's a parish in the Torah of Toyin Tainas Ganev. What is the case of Toyin Tainas Ganev? A very interesting case. The case of Toyin Tainas Ganev is as follows. Reuben gives Shimon a pikodin, Hashem Echino, and then Shimon, then he comes, asks Shimon, where's the pikodin? Nebuch, it got stolen. No, he spotted to pay, because Hashem Echinim spotted on Gneve. Got stolen. It got stolen. Who says it got stolen? Swear that it got stolen. Hashem Echayiv, Peshuas Hashem. Yeah. Swear that it got stolen. Finished. And then Lamaise, we found that this Pekodin that was stolen, Nimtza Shuatz, my God, he's the Ganev. So the Pasuk says, you pay Kefil. So now we have to appreciate, this is Adobo Mechudish Mioit. Why? Because this isn't a posh to my signeve. A posh to my signeve means I go in Yenim's Rishus, I take away his moment. That's a ganav. I might see Moshe's Bailam. Bisa, Bisura Saliyodai. Here, it was Betero, so it came into my possession. He gave it to me to watch. He gave it to me to watch. The minute I gave it to me to watch, I put it in my safe I'm watching it. Then 10 days later, Nichnas by Yitzhahara, why should you hold of him? Hold of yourself. Still there. I didn't touch it. It's there, but it was before. But now I'm coming over to him and say, hey, Nebuch, you know, it's stolen. Finish, it's stolen. Again, the basin is best where I put in the safe. It's stolen, so it's stolen. Doesn't know. Later, they find out it's there. So there's no Maisig Neva whatsoever. There's no Maisig Neva. It was Matei Rosal Yodi. No Maisig Neva. And he said, he swore false, but he said, Nignav. If he says Nevad, he doesn't pay Kaif. If he said Nignav, and he swore Nignav, he pays Kaif. There's no Maisig Neve. And for swearing false Nignav, you pay Kaif. So let us just try to explain this halacha in two ayfanim. We can explain this halacha as follows. We can say, between you and me, he's not a Ganav. I mean, he's not a Ganav. I mean, there's no Maisig Neve. He swore false. So the Torah, he swore was Nignav. So the Torah says, you have to pay kefil like a ganav. That's pshat and pasuk. The pasuk says you pay kefil. The pasuk doesn't say the longest. So we could learn pshat that the chiddush akro is that even though you're not a ganav, which l'chayr you are, you're talking not a ganav. But since you swore that Nignav, you're going to pay kefil. So you pay like a ganav. Fine. So that's the parsha. Now, but Clara Shaila, what if he shechted it? Or if he sold it? Does he pay Dalad Vey? So London would say, so by Dalad Vey says, Ki Yignoi Vishayla, he said, you have to be a Ganev on the Shevet. He's not a Ganev. He pays Kefil for swaying false, but he's not a Ganev. He has Einsheik Neva, but he's not a Ganev. To pay Dalad Vey, you have to be a Ki Yignoi Vishayla, so he's not a Ganev. So Rabbi Chiya Barabe said, no, that's not true. You pay Dalad Vey also. So it could be Rav Chiya Barabe's Mechadish, that he does get it. So you can learn a few ways. Either Rav Chiya Barabe's Mechadish, just like he has the Tashlumei Kefil of a Ganav, he has the Tashlumei Dalad Vey of a Ganav, even though he's not a Ganav. Or we could learn perhaps a little differently. We could say that really it's a Mechudish Tike Ganav. He's not a normal Ganav. There's no Maisig Neve. So it says in the Torah, Mechudish Tikaganav pays Kefil. No, Mechudish Tikaganav pays Kefil. But maybe only Lagabi Tashlume Kefil, Gabi Dalad Vey not. So the Pasuk comes to tell us, so he has a limud Rav Chiya Barabe, that Mechudish Tikaganav pays Dalad Vey also. I'll call upon him. This was a Chiddush of Rav Chiya Barabe, and there'd be a big mockim to disagree with Rav Chiya Barabe. Someone says, but the Mishnah is a right, Rav Chiya Barabe, because if we'll say, that Tashlume Kefil, if we'll say that there's no din of Dalad Vey by Tain Tainas Ganev, so in the Mishnah is speaking about that there's more cases that you pay kefil, then you pay dalet v'heim. So the Gemara should have mentioned another case. There's a case of Gana pays kefil. Tain is Gana pays kefil, and the Tain is Gana, is that pay dalet v'heim. And so we should have said another case that Tain is Gana pays kefil, does not pay dalet v'heim. And since the Mishnah said the only merubah what the Mishnah tells us is in Shevaseh and thus, and that's only chilek. So it seems as a raya that the right Rabbi Chiya Barabe that a Tain Tain is going to pay Dalad Vay also. The Lamida Seshul may kefil negis bein began of bein betain Tain is gone. Lamida Seshul may above a Hamish and negis ela began of Bilbad, like Tony. The Sayle Rabbi Chiya Barabe. The Rabbi Chiya Barabe, the Rabbi Yochanan, a Tain Tain is gone, a bit of Kodin. Mishalim, Teshlumei Kefil, Tavach Umocha, it was Tavach Umocha, it was a Tain Tain is Gareth, now it was Tavach Umocha, Mishalim, Teshlumei Abba, Bachamishe, so we see that for the Tain is Gneve, he gets Oinshe, what's one of the two, either for the Tain is Gneve, he gets Oinshe Gneve, that if it was Tavach Umocha, even though it's really not a Gana for pay Balad Vahey, or he gets a din ganav, even though the samachudish tiki ganav, he gets a din ganav, not only gabi kefil, he gets a din ganav, gabi tashlumi abo b'chamish. Ike da amri, others said, leima mesayilei l'Rab Chiya Barabe. It's the first loshen el mesayilei, it's a right, Rab Chiya Barabe. The second loshen said, wasn't so sure about it, leima mesayilei l'Rab Chiya Barabe. So Taraya, so the Gemara says, Miktoni ain't bain. Does the Mishnah say the only difference between Kefil and Dalet Vehei is here it's Shevaseh and here it's everything? Merubiktoni, there's more cases that you pay kefil, that you pay, then you pay dalet vei. Berubik toni, toni vishaya. There's another case, he tells us more cases. He mentioned, there's more cases, not a balchai, not shevaseh. You pay kefil, don't pay dalet vei. There's other cases also. He didn't mention all the cases. He left over toni vishaya. Let us see Tosfos. Merubik, mik toni ein bein, mash mehoche. Heched the Tony ain't bain, but if we say ain't bain, there's no, this is the only chilek, by Shach Lemaim, a ton of Ishayer. And the second Loshen said that, I being a Garaita Bechia Barab, it doesn't say ain't bain, but ain't bain means this is the only chilek. Behik Shahari Meolainish, Mahod the Stamper Kamad Megillah. Ain't bain the Dorim Lenadovitz. Elosh and the Dorim Chai Bachiyusan. A person says, Arei Olai, gets stolen, gets lost, he's Chai to bring another one. The Dovis, he said, Arei Zu, Ein Chai Bachiyusan. So it says, Ein Bein. This is the only difference between the Dorim and Dovis. Frekt, Dorim Alainish, Vakati Yaika, there's another difference. Shan the Dover Bo Mina Maisa, Benedo Shudovish Shabachoy, Veni Boela Mina Chulam, Kedis Nam Baatoida. Frekt, Aisvez, Tmei Maisa Sheini. If a person has Mois Maisa Sheini, it was Machalo Maisa Sheini on Mois. So with this Mois Maisa Sheini goes to Yerushalayim, people can buy kabonis with it. They can buy kabonis with Mois Maisa Sheini. So the din is as follows. If I buy a behema with Mois Maisa Sheini and I say, Harei Zu Shlomim, fine, no problem. I bought Mois with Mois Maisa Sheini, I made it a Shlomim. But if I said, Harei Olai Lahavi Shlomim, and then I said, oh, wait, where am I going to get the money to buy a Shlomim? Oh, I have Mois Maisa Sheini. The din is a nether, the kiyum and nether can only be through Mois Chulim. You cannot, a nether is a chayva, it's a chayva and you're not to bring a korban. You cannot pay up your chayvas with Mois Maisa Sheini. Another Sheba chayva, you cannot pay up with Mois Maisa Sheini. So Memele, there are similar halachas by Matanis Lavyoinim. You can't give it for Mois Maisa because it's a Dovah Shebachayva. You have to give it for Mois Chulam. About Kaponim, by Kaponis, we have this halacha. The other din is by Mois Maisa Sheini. that you cannot use Mois Maishasheni to pay up a chayva. Al kalponim, so the Rima Leinish fragt, so we see that it says Ein Bein, this is the only chiluk is if you chayva achayis, and this other chilukim. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos answers no. Ein Bein is take, that Ein Bein means this is the only chiluk. Now the Hosam Lebalishna is called Inyan Shaneda Nedova Chalukim Zemis. He's not speaking about in its entirety. The only difference of Neder and Nedova is that the Chai Bachai is. No, in its entirety there's other differences also. Ela Boloima Shein Chiyuv Havo Boze Yoisami Boze Ela Chai is. He's speaking about, he's pinpointing one halacha, the Zachiyav Havo, you have to bring an adova, you have to bring a nether. In Chiyav Havo, there's a chilik between nether and the adova, and nether, if it gets lost, you have to bring a second one. In the adova, you don't have to bring a second one. So he's speaking about a certain nekude. And this nekude in Havo, this is the only difference. Avalinya Baltach, eh? If you did not bring in three regolim past, zev is shavim. So then there's no difference between neder and nedove. So he's pinpointing a certain halacha, and in this halacha, this is the only difference between neder and nedove in chiyav avov the zechiyav achayis. And then Tosfos says, because there's a whole bunch of other mishnayos there also which have a problem. V'chein ein bein Shabbos l'yom ha-kippurim. That Shabbos is chiyuvoi b'dinei odom. If a person is machalo Shabbos, so he gets an einish bezin. Yom kippur is chiyuvoi m'dinei shemayim. That's the only chilek. L'yayri l'chol dvorim shebeneim. There's a lot of chalukim kain yisar achile. When I'm talking about, this mission is speaking specifically about the onshim of Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim. In the onshim, this gets chorus. V'chein ein bein yontav l'Shabbos aloichol nefesh bilbad, l'ayri b'choyme shebenayim. There in yontav and Shabbos, I could also differentiate that. Here there's the Zachiyah Mises Bezin, here there's Zachiyah Malkus. But here is the le'ayri b'chayim mishabaneim k'goyin lavo misa, alabadova ha'osar oim muta lases ben. He's speaking about the things which are permissible. Yontav oichol nefesh is muta. Shabbos oichol nefesh is osar. Ba'oid yesh loima. Then he says, I'll tell you another teretz. Ta'ach mishne de megillah shniyah b'mesechus kinim. This mishne, is a mishne mesechus kinim. Tabi oile sa'oif v'oif. Gabi Oyla Sa'if. The Mishnah is speaking about an Oyla Sa'if. So the Mishnah says, an Oyla Sa'if can be brought by Neder, and can be brought by Nedova. Ein, Bein, Neder, and Nedova by Oyla Sa'if. Hello, that by a Neder you're Chai Bachayis, and by Nedova you're not Chai Bachayis. So since this Mishnah is speaking about Oyla Sa'if, Vo'oyla, by Neder, by Nedova, ein bo min ha-maisa. And Nedova, of an oila sa'if cannot be brought min ha-maisa, given the aimba achilas adam. You can only use mois maisa if you want to buy a korban to eat. Ki the dorish b'savri b'parshas aser ta'aser, tamaloyma v'achalta v'samachta, simcha shiyesh b'achila. Yotzu oila sheni moim achila, ben laharich kan yoisa. So Mameli says, and that's some kashem, from the Rima Leinish, we can say this Mishnah, I mean, the he had another Navkamina, since we're speaking about Oilus, that Navkamina Bechlal is not relevant. Merubek Tone, Tone Vishaya. What did the second Lashon hold? The second Lashon held, it's no Raya to Rabbi Barabe. Merube means there's more, but it doesn't mean, it's not Ein Bein. Ein Bein means this is the only difference. Merube means there's more cases of Kefil than Baalat Vahayah, but he's not mentioning all the cases. I'm telling you, there's more cases. He mentioned one, he could mention others. Loshen Rishon de Maisi Siyate, the first Loshen that holds it is a Raya, Loiboy Lameima de Shaya, the Sovar Ahulishne, the Kivin Diktoni Merube, Ein loy mashaya kemay bein bein. This is the first lashon held that merube is equivalent to ein bein. That means it's merube in this. It's merube kevos merube in this. And so memeil only in this. So it's equivalent to ein bein. Vechein mashma lashon the koma lishne basre miktoni ein bein merube ktoni. Mashim shetchila yesava the merube have kemay ein bein. He held that Merubi is equivalent to Einbein. Vim Taima. So now Taisvis asks, Umay Shaya Dai Shaya. We have a cloud. When a Tan is Meshaya something, he's not only Meshaya one thing. He just mentions a few things in Meshaya more than one. So according to the second Lashon, he was Meshaya. That a Toyin Tain is Ganev. Does not pay Dalad Vahey. Since it's a Mechudishtike Ganev, it only pays Kefal, not Dalad Vahey. What else was he Mishaya? Yishloime de Shaya Tainis Ganev Baveide. It was Mishaya Tainis Ganev Baveide, the Dorish Lakamon, Rabbi Yochanan de Mishalim Kefal. Vitoyim Tainis Ganev Bipikodin, Le Mishalim Abova Chemisha Tavacha Mocha, Ochinami Toyim Tainis Ganev Baveide. So Taisva says, there's two cases of a Toyin Tainis Ganev. One a Toyin Tainis Ganev Bipikodin, one a Toyin Tainis Ganev Baveide. And let's appreciate what are these two. Between you and me, it would say, here is a Shomer of a Pikodin, here's a Shomer of an Aveide. Both of them, in Toyin Tainis Ganev is Mechi Yuvei Shomerim. So Memele, so if Tain Tain is Ganev, Bepikodin is Potter von Dalad Vahey. So Vesteitzer, Tain Tain is Ganev, by Aved is also Potter von Dalad Vahey. So what are these two things? This is a shame and this is a shame. Now it could be that there's a Gewalde Kechilik. We heard in Akainis, there's a difference between a Shemer Aved and a Stam Shemer. A Stam Shemer is Mekabel Shmire. That means he's like we learned in the end of a kindness, he's mekabel shmir, you need to das what he's mekabel. There's a kabbalah shmir. So the dinei shomrim are chal on him with his kabbalah. So there is a svara to say that the kabbalah shmir that is mechayev him, that if he tain is nignava, he pays kaiful. That's it. He only pays kaiful. But the kabbalah shmir is not mechayiv him that if it was tov v'chemoch he paid ba'od vei. That's what the chelkim and Rav Chiya bar Abba holds. Because the shayrish achiyev is through the kabbalah shmir. Atayin tayin is ganev is chayiv al tzdinei shomrim. Since he's a shomer, he's one nignav, that's his to pay. So a kabbalah shmir is only mechayiv kefil, not talvei if tov v'chemoch. A shomer aveide is not mekabel shmire. The Torah made him a shomer. Shibdei bal kochei. So it's a different type of dinei shomrim. So I could think that a shomer aveide, so you can't learn out. It's not the same thing. It's a new aloche. Not only a shmire that he was mekabel al atzmoi, no, afilo ashmire she shibdei bal kochei. There's also a din he doesn't pay dalad bei. But it's a different case. It's not the same case. So it's tone v'shaya. Two types of shomrim don't pay dalad bei. A shomer pekodin, that was kibul meyatzmoi de shmire, and a shomer aveide, that a teire shibdei bal kochei. Case number one. V'oi chaya. Now, so it could be, okay, this is the lumdus of the second lashon that holds, so we could say that there's two types of shomrim who don't pay dalad vehei, and the first lashon holds both of them do pay dalad vehei, so for kelt, so there's no shaya, period. So that's very good. V'oi shaya. And Taisa says there's another case that was not mentioned in the Mishnah. Shutev shegonav mechaveiroi, v'shutvim shegonvu, v'mishalem abo v'chamishe k'dama l'kamem b'pirke. Now, let us explain what the second case is that the Tana did not mention. We'll explain one case at a time. Shutev shagonav mechaveira. Now, what's the case? That he had a behemoth that belonged to Reuven and Shimon, the Shutev. Now, Shimon decides he wants to steal. He's making chasna, he needs the whole behemoth. And so he steals the behemoth. That means he steals half of the behemoth. Half is his. The other half he steals from Reuven. And he goes and shechts the behemoth. Now we found that he shechted, so he shechted half the behemoth stolen, so Mamele shechted. So the Gemara says, Yepotafon Daladei, you need v'tovach kulay be'isure, v'chiyuve. The maise tvicha has to be a pure tvicha of chiyuv. Here, half of the behemoth belongs to him. The other half belongs to the shutev, fine, but this is not a tovach kulay be'chiyuve, because he has a right to shecht hef. I mean, he's a bailaman hef, so it's not for tovach kulei b'chiyuv. So memele, so there's no din dalet vei. That's shutev shegonav. Case number two, v'shutvim shegonvu. Another case, that Reuven and Shimon stole the shutvis. And now again, Shimon wants to shecht it without the permission of Reuven. So lemaise, so he's shechting half of the behemah is gonav etzloi, so there's a tovach b'chiyuve. The other half of the behemah is not chayiv on that because that's a gonav min haganav, because the other half belongs to the shutev of the ganav. He's shechting a tovach hagonav. K'diyama lekamam b'pirkim. So Taisi says, I found two cases, and I found another case. He's asking, it's Tana Vishaya, my Shaya, the high Shaya, Shaya, Shutim Shagonu Mechavere, Vishutim Shagonvo. But now, this Teretz is a very good Teretz, but now we have a tremendous problem. So according to the first Loshen learned Merube means Ein Bein. Merube means this is the only Chilik. Lachair is another Chilik. Is a chilek that kefil is by shutvim shegonvu, and al vehei is not by shutvim shegonvu. So memele. So now we have a problem according to the first loshen. So this kasha the shita mekabetzes asks and the maram asks this kasha. And I'd like to mention one teretz, amir deke lomdush teretz. The first teretz held that's not called Shaya. That means, let's just mention one case, and we'll be satisfied with that. Shutev Shagonav. A Shutev Shagonav. So the Maise, why is he potter from Dalet Vehei? Because he need V'tovach Kuloi B'Yisurei. So the reason he's potter is because he didn't make a proper Tviche. That's not what the Mishnah is. The Mishnah is telling us a person made a proper tviche. V'aval pikin is potter from dalet vei only by shevasei ischayim. The Mishnah is telling us he made a proper tviche. V'aval pikin, this tviche is not mechayim from dalet vei only by shevasei. That's merube midas tashlum mekay midas dalet vei. But you're going to tell me, no, I have another case. In that case, he didn't make a proper tviche. It's not kulei b'chiyuve. He shechted half of the bein that belongs to him. So that way you don't pay dalet vei, it's not his episode, cool in dalet vei. He didn't shecht to me, mechayiv himself dalet vei. So memele, that is why the first lotion holds is no problem. Merubik taka kemi ein bein, and vafal pikein is no problem why he didn't mention why he was meshaya shutev shagona, because shutev shagona was not called ashir. Voidesh mefoshe. That means on the second lotion, that means according to this lotion, he's just telling you that there's more instances. He doesn't have to be Mishaya more than one thing. When there's a minion, so then you say to make the minion lav davke, you have to say, a kochach, he was Mishaya more than one thing. For one thing, he wouldn't make a minion lav davke. But by merube means it's the tashlume kefil is more than tashlume dalad vehei, and in this nekuda you don't have to be mishaya more. And there's another one, so there's another one. You don't have to be mishaya more than one. Shemidas tashlume kefil. Let's go back to the Gemara. Shemidas tashlume kefil neheges ben bedover sheyesh beruachai ben bedover sheim beruachai. Menani mili the Tana Rabbana al kol dvar pesha agavuche. This pasuk is speaking about tayin tainis ganav. This pasuk is speaking about the shemichin and tayin tainis ganav. Kol dvar pesha klal al sheir al chamer al sev al salmo prat. Al kol aveido choso vekolo. Klal uprat uklal, yat adon elokein aprat. Ma haprat mefeirish, dover hametaltel vegufay momen. Av kol dover hametaltel vegufay momen. Yotsu karkoi sheino metaltelem. Yotsu avodim shehukshu lekarkois. Yotzu shtorish afa pishe metalflum ein gufon momen. Yotze hegdish rei eyuksiv. So that's how we learn out. We learn out that you don't need dafke. You need dava metalto, the gufon momen. Wemamayit karkois. Shtoris and Hedges. Let us see Rashi. The Tainan is Ganav, Ganav Bob, a Gonvoy, the Darshin Lakama Bishmaitin, the Chayver Rachmona Kfeila, Im Nishba, the Nimtsa Shakra. Liktoni Almanogi Dalvay, the Tainan is Ganav, Im Tovachamoch. Liktoni Ain Bain, Abedavkev, Laishaya Midi, the Rubetone, Tonitsas Vom Shizum, the Rubauzu Vishia. Shehukshu lekarkois, dechsivis nachalta moisom, lebneichem achreichem lereshes achuzo. Now I'd like to mention a shtikul ha'ore here. We are memayit karke. We're memayit karke. How are we memayit karke? Because ni dumi de prat. The prat is sheir, chamoir, seve, salme. So just like the prat is dover hametaltel v'gufay momen, av kol dover hametaltel v'gufay momen, yotzu karkoi she'inon metaltelem. Now, I like to say over a chakire, which is really a machlokes, what is pshat in this miyot? We have a miyot, the prat is a dover hametaltel, yotzu karkoi she'inon metaltelem. Fine. Now, what if you have something that's not karke? It's metalto, but it's ain't a metalto. For example, a house is tolish obsaif chibroi. It's a house, you can't move it. It's not a double metalto, but it's not karke. It's a double she'ene metalto. So, what'll be the din? So there's a machlekes. Others say, the meat is kalke. It's a drash. That's a limud. It's a limud. The ma prat dova metal to lemuti. Not he needed. It's a drash. Dova metal to lemuti kalke. Kalke. That's how I figure out. But the meat is kalke. So you have a house talushul b'soyv chibroi. So be that's if it's not kalke. So. We'll see later, this is speaking about shvue, this is speaking about kefil. This is not karke, this is a double metalto, it's only a drash. And others learn pshat, no, that's the miyut. The miyut is, you have to have a double metalto. So therefore, a house, an einish boin, even though it's not karke, but here the miyut is double metalto. So maybe since it's not a dover, I'm a tautel, so my male ain't ish boy. And there's a tumim that says pshat like this, that even though talush b'soyf chibroi has a locha of talush, it doesn't have a din of karke. It's a double toss. I have a board and I stuck it in the karke, so it's la locha, it's metaltal. But here the miut is dava metaltal. This is not a dava metaltal. It's mechuba la karke, it's not a dava metaltal. Fine. So we have here a machloikis. Either others hold it's a miut afkin karke, so talush b'soyf chibroi, you will swear. Another say it's a din in davar metalt. Fine. So I had a whole if the criteria is you need davar metalt, that's the criteria. So now it says yotzu avodim, shokshu lekalkois. Now, mishloime, if it's a miut in kalke, that's not it. That vote is davar metalt. The vault is, it's a, we're mamayit karke. The drash goes, just like these things are metalto, but the drash is lafuki karke. That's, the ikamit is karke. And talashib saif chibroi is lamaise. Lamaise will be chayiv ashvue, because it's not karke. So if you say it's a drash, and you're only being mamayit karke take, so it's very good. So the meat is karke, is about the mukshul karke. It's finished. I could show you a metalto and that's not movable. I can show you a karka that is movable. That's the movable is like malav leimayrin. It's a miyatan karka. That's a drash. But if we say that it's a miyatake, you need a davar metaltal. That's the criteria. You need a davar metaltal, and therefore talush b'soyf chibroi is also on this. Because I don't have a metaltal. So memele. So if I would have a karka that's metaltal. So, you should swear on it. I have a kalke that's metalto. I'm on him. Mukshul kalke, but he's a metalto dike kalke. Unless you say that the halacha is that an eved has a din of kalke, not that he himself is kalke. He's takadova metalto. But I say that an eved has the hilchis kalke. So memele, since kalke was nismayit. So we're mamayit and eved also. And it would seem like that yotzu kakoi sheinu metaltalim, yotzu avodim. It means avodim b'sheukshul kakois. That means since karke was nismayit, because lamaise karke is einay metaltal. So memayle, so now avodim that have dinim of karke, automatically get the din of karke. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis. Yotzu kakois, vim toima, kivin da mitu mishvue. But Taisvis akashe, that these things, kakois on the smite mishvue, kim rinim beper kazov. Tapik lay the aim bem kefel. Betoin tainis gane, le mishalem elo bishvue, kidam rinon le kamon bishmite. The Gemara says later, Atayin Tainas Ganav only pays kefil if he swore nignav. And since we have a cloud that ain't ish boyin ala kakois, so memele, since we have a cloud ain't ish boyin ala kakois, so memele, so they can't be kefil by karke. So I need a new meat of kefil. So Taisa says, maybe say a teretz as follows. That's true. That you need a shvua by Tayin Tainis Ganot. That is true that Einish Boin Al Kokois, that means Bezdin won't be Mashbiya someone. But what'll be if a person in Bezdin will be Kofatz V'nishba? That means he'll say, I swear it was stolen from me. He'll take a sefer Torah. I swear it was stolen from me. So Lamaisa, he swore. And then later we find that he was the Ganot. And that's why you need a mia to tell me they don't pay kefil. There was a shvua, and you won't pay kefil. So Taisus, that's not true. The Magoizel Kama, Muchach, Le Mishalm, Elm, Kem, Bez, and Mashbi, and I say, no. The whole din of Toyin Tain is gone if that pays kefil is that if Bezin was Mashbi. A shvua's Bezin is Machayev kefil, if he was sworn Ignav. If he swore on his own accord, so that's not Machayev kefil. So we're back to the kasha. Say bezoi. So why do you need a mia to tell me that you don't pay kefil by karke? Sure, you don't pay kefil by karke. Since bezin isn't mashbia, So mele, there's no shvuas bezdin, so mele, that is why you don't pay kefil. V'yesh loyma, v'yitzlich leicha denish ba'yidei gilgul, k'disnan zoyki kena nechosim shesh l'machayis im nechosim shein l'machayis lishav alei. So Taisi says, no, I have a chetimtze that you have a shvuas bezdin on karka. There's a concept of gilgul shvuas. Gilgul Shvu, we learn now that if a person is mechuyev to swear on one thing, a metaltalim, so bezin can be megalgul a shvu and karka also. Even though this is a klal and ishboi na la karkoi. Shlemet itzrich leiche den ishba yide gilgul, kedisnan zoike kin an nechosim shesh lam achayis im nechosim vashav alei. So my melas, I have a hechetimtze. Umiyu, lefi maida maskinen lekamon, I call Ribuyehu midlike Sivani Proti Gabi Kesev Kalem, the Svira like the Kaifu Shvuakalech, and they could like a lechat call it Tavai. Later, as the Sugya will progress, we'll see the same Posik that's Memayat Kaifu's Memayat Shvuet. So we don't have Taisus Kasha. Taisus said, Akasha, I know you don't swear from a different Posik. So Memele, I know you don't swear from a different Posik. So why do you need a pasuk? You don't pay kefil. So they say, no, everything you learn from this pasuk. You don't swear on karka. You don't pay kefil on karka. Vim toima ugneve bekarka heiche sheiche. Fine. So you have a miyut, you don't pay kefil. Like Taisvis, how do you have a case of gneve bekarka? Vyeshloima bemasig gvul. He was masig gvul. So what's the case of masig gvul? So that means that there was let's say a fence between Reuven and Shimon, and the fence, and then Reuven moves over the fence into Shimon's property, 10 feet into Shimon's property, and all of a sudden Reuven's property became much larger. Shimon's property became smaller. So now, I'd like to say, because I heard a very shame vote, is a machlokes, and Shittim Mekabetzes, is this a teretz? This pasuk is speaking that we learn a ganev doesn't pay kefil on karka, and a toyentainer's ganev doesn't pay kefil on karka. Now, Taisus asked, how do you have a case b'chal to ganve karka? A toyentainer's ganev. So Taisus is a poshe gazach, at night he moved over the bounds, he moved over the fence. The morning Yenna looks at it, my papa became smaller. You're like, what's that? The chayim akayim. Nothing. It's fine. So that's okay. So by Aganev, we find a very poshet tzir, gneva by karka. It says that, don't pay kefil. Fine. What's by toyin tainas ganav? It says, I'm achloikas. You can have the same thing by toyin tainas ganav also. Now, what'll be the case by toyin tainas ganav? The case is like this, that, Reuven made Shimon a shema on his karka. Reuven made Shimon a shema on his karka. Now, Shimon, on the left of Reuven's karka is his karka. His karka borders on the left of Reuven's karka. On the right of Reuven's karka, Levi's karka borders. Fine. So we have Levi on the right, Shimon on the left, and then now Reuven told Shimon, you be a shamer on my karka. Right? He's a shamer on the karka. And then all of a sudden Reuven comes and he looks at his karka, trunk, what happened? So Shimon tells him, I also noticed it. You know what happened? Levi, the shochan to the right, he must have pushed in the stomach, he pushed in the boundary, and I didn't do it. I was watching it. So that's Lochera case of Tain Tain is gone by Karka. That means, and later we found out that it was Shimon that went and pushed the boundary, and he took a chelik of Reuven's Karka. So Lochera, we have a case of Toyin Tainas Ganev by Masig Vul also. We have the same case. That means he comes and he Tainas with a Gilgul Shvuah that I don't know anything about it. It must have been, I didn't steal your Karka. Must have been Levi. And then we call and they figure out that it was Shimon the one that was Masig Vul. Luchayra, we have a good case by saying time is gone. So Nosson Kamenetsky time that he says, no, there's a geshmak is for it to say that here there's no din of Toyin Tain is Ganav. Why? He says, because the case of Toyin Tain is Ganav is that I say your thing was stolen, and we find out that you were the Ganav. So let's say he has a poro, and he says, no, your poro was stolen, and later we find out that the Shemo is the one that stole the poro. That's the case of Toyin Tain is Ganav. Here, in this case, the Shemer is tining what he stole, he doesn't talk about. He says, Yenis stole your karka. That means your neighbor on the right, he was the one that stole your karka. The Nimtza, so what he said, not that he stole it, they mean the scenario that the Shemer is making, he's making a scenario that Yenis stole it. And now we found out that Fakel, today there's no stolen things. It was stolen from the other side. So L'chayre could be, this is not similar to every Toyin Tain is Ganev. Every Toyin Tain is Ganev. What he says was Nignav, really he stole it. So that's the case of Toyin Tain is Ganev. But here it's a little different. He's saying that Yenis stole it, so he's saying that the right side of your field was stolen. And later we find out that the left side is, so he's timing that one thing was stolen, we find out something else was stolen. Could be that's not the case of Toyin Tain is Ganav. Inami, b'mechubel lekarke, kehi diyut kfanim tunais, v'toyin shenignav aloi hei, v'nimtze shehu gamba. So here we can have l'chayra case, let's say he became a shema on karke, and he became a shema, and yud kfanim tunais, and he says, and now Yenna comes in and he sees that five are missing. So the Kabbalah Shmira was on the Mechubel Lekalke, and later we find out Shenimse Shvatz Meganva. So this is a din from Kalke that was nismayed from Kefir. Yatsu Shtoris Vim Toima Lomer Likro Lemayiv Mekefir Vafilo Ovdai Biyadayim Lemishalim Keren Laman Dolei Doin Dini Degami אפילו למען דדוין לא יהב אלא מדה רבונן כדפרישס בסייף הפורט. ויש לא אם הכיוון די איסה לשטר בהם חייב להרזר, סל כדאי תך זה שמרזר משלם הכיפל אימאי. Now I'd like to say over, this is a פשט from Birchus Avron, that he wants to say פשט in Tosfos. Let us understand the Kashya and let us understand the Teretz. The din is that if Reuven is a shtar and Shimon burns the shtar, what loss does Reuven have to that Shimon burnt the shtar? The loss is that now Reuven can't be goyver from the loiver, because he comes to the loiver and the loiver says, I never borrowed anything from you. By burning Reuven's shtar, he took away the capabilities of being goyver from the loiver. So that's called garmi. That means that was indirectly, or that I was mafsid, you can't mum from the loiver because I burnt your shtar. So garmi is a machloikis. If garmi is chayiv, garmi is not chayiv. I feel like all garmi is chayiv, it's only chayiv with the rabbi. So Tosfos asks a kasha. So if I mafsid it, you don't have to pay for this hefsid. It's only me, the rabbona, you have to pay for the hefsid. So why do you need a mir to pay kefil? Why do you need a mir to pay kefil if for the hefsid alone I don't have to pay for? So for the I don't. I mean, I tell you, don't have to pay for the hefsid. So why do you need a mir that I have to pay kefil? So Tosfos says, if the shtar is be'en, chayiv lahachzer. So kedaiter shemarzer, mishalem hakeifel imay. So the Birchas Avraham wants to say pshat in Tosfos is as follows. There are two inyonim. There's an inyon of the Heshiv. Let's talk about every Ganav, or Hashiv Teshivim, or Gazlam Heshiv is Agzela, is a mitzvah of returning, the Zachiyav, of returning the Gzela. Returning. The Zachiyav HaShaveh. Zapshat is, it's Mamayni Gavach, the Zachiyav to return it. But you stole the Zachiyav to return. Now, what happens if it's not in existence anymore? Then is it in Vishilam? So you have to pay. You have to pay for what you were mafsid and kol ha'gazon v'shalmen kishas ha'gzela. You pay for the hefsid. So Tosfos held the din tashlume kefil is always payment and not returning. There's a din v'heshiv. V'heshiv is what you stole. You're mechuyiv to return. Fine. That's when the thing is bad, I'm mechuyiv to return it. But kefil, I never stole the kefil. I'm not returning the kefil. I'm paying double, but the payment is for the loss that I incurred. The payment, you're only paying for a loss. I'm not returning. Forget that's the, you have to, you're paying, that's the knas you have to pay, but I'm paying for the loss. Frektoisvis, but if for this loss I'm not mechuyiv to pay, if I burn your shtar and potter, gamiz adarabona, so how can there be a din kefil? So Tosfos and the Kasha learned that kefil is megidrei tashlumim, and you only pay if there was a loss. And if for this loss, I don't have to pay. So by first Tosfos, I don't pay kefil. So Tosfos is saying a teretz. This is what the Birchas Avraham says. There's a lumdus of mali hein mali dmeim. There's a lumdus to say that I have to veheshiv es hagzeila. There's a lumdus to say when I pay money, that's also a kiyum of veheshiv. Because since with this money you can get a duplicate of what I stole, so it's ki'ilu, I return to you the davar nigzal. I stole an apple from you. The apple isn't here, so I give you money for an apple. So pshat is, I'm giving you the apple. Because with this money you can get an apple. So Tosfos is saying at Teretz, the din of tashlumei kefil is not for the chesodim. I have to double the hashavet. And if the shtar would be bad, so I have to return the shtar. The shtar is a davar nigzal. From taking away the shtar from you, I was mafsid you. Now I'm not talking about tashlumi for the chesom, but I have to return the shtar. So you have to return a double shtar. So kefil is not payment for chesom. Kefil is doubling the karen that was stolen. So therefore, I would think by shtar, there's also chiyuv tashlumei kefil. It's kamash melon, but there's no din kefil by shtar.